I'm joined by Kat Spear, who's come up with the most brilliant idea, I think, for Halloween. Thank you for joining us, Kat.
Thank you for having me.
So tell us about your brilliant idea.
Okay, so one day me and my mum were just talking about Halloween and Corona and how everything has been, you know, thrown into chaos, essentially, and how we normally have so many trick-or-treaters in our street, basically from about 5 o'clock till eight, we don't sit down, and how sad it would be for the kids to miss out. And we just thought, oh, you know, what if instead of handing out sweets and things like that, we could decorate our homes Halloween-y, and so the kids could then come out and see something magical and it still be something fun and different but also safe. And then I came up with the idea, like the NHS, you know, rainbows in the window thing, how about a different creature every week for the kids to spot on their way to school or whatever, but also they can craft with their family and things, so it's like just lots of little fun things for them to take their minds off of things. You know, everything going on is a bit different and a bit not fun, shall we say. So just to kind of make Halloween magical still.
It sounds brilliant. You're an artist. I know you, you do it in your spare time, which is fantastic. So there are outlines there for people to be able to download and have a copy of and trace round. Are they changing them every week or are they adding to them every week? Or what's the idea with the... Well, I know this week we're on to week two, who is Carrie the Cat, which I love the outline of. Particularly gorgeous. And last week we had Gary the Ghost. Next week is Wanda the Witch, which I also think she's got a great name. And then finally Pete the Pumpkin. Are people going to be putting them in one by one, or do you, you know, just encourage them to decorate away and put them in their windows? Obviously, you know, week by week, where they're going to build one after the next and put two in the next week and three, or what's the plan?
Well, it's idea. Right, I started off with the idea of, you know, a different one every week, but it's totally like there's no rules. If you want to keep your Gary up, you can keep your Gary, and I guess yeah, you can build on it. So when it gets to Halloween, you'll have all of the gang there for people to see. So there is no rules. And yeah, I did make some outlines purely because I know not everyone would have time or, you know, be that way inclined to draw their own. But we have people doing their own, crafting their own, buying ghosts and things, hanging them up. So yeah, there's a lot of variation and variety, which is really cool.
That's what we need, lots of creativity. Exactly. And I was just thinking really that, you know, it'd be so nice on Halloween to have all four of the gang, as you say, in your windows and doing their thing, because they are so different from each other. They're beautiful outlines, I must say, so congratulations to you. They're really lovely and actually very simple to outline, which is, you know, they look, the simplest things always look brilliant but are actually the trickiest to draw. So yeah, very, very impressed on that one. I know you're based in Tadworth, which is great, but you also have got areas in Epsom which are taking part, and obviously we'd like to get the word out for you for across the whole of Southwest London for everybody to have some fun. And I think your idea is that people will, instead of trick-or-treating, they'll be able to go and spot these around their area, but they can do that throughout October, which is lovely. How do they get hold of these lovely outlines of yours?
Well, if they go to the Facebook group, which is just Treats with a ghost emoji, I don't know if you need that or not, but that's our group. You can request to join. We accept everyone. And then on the actual page, I have the files, or if that's not working, if they just give me a message, I'll send the files to them directly through email or message on Facebook. So, yeah.
Brilliant. That sounds great. And can they upload their images to that group so you can see people spotting them as well?
Oh, yeah, that's what we've been doing. A lot of people have been sharing what they've been crafting, their different Garys and Carries and all sorts. It's a really nice group, actually. We've got quite a few people and everyone's really friendly. And it's just nice to see what everyone's getting up to and people saying, oh, I spotted a Gary here and a little picture. It's really nice.
Brilliant. So it's Facebook people need to log on to, which we will send those details across and they'll be on our website for people to find out more details. Definitely. And then like you were saying, obviously, when Halloween does come around, which is the week after next, that you would like people to maybe think about the money that they might have gone and spent on treats for giving out to the trick-or-treaters, to use that to decorate their homes. So there's a really special Halloween house this year, a bit like we all get very involved with our Christmas lights and things, but you'd like it to be a Halloween one for this year. Any ideas, any top tips for anybody on creative ideas?
Oh gosh, well yeah, that's the thing, you don't even have to spend money, there's so many things you can do. Things like just cutting out of white paper, things like making like those little dolly chains, but making them, you know, creepy. When I did my Gary's for my window, I did a like a paper chain, but of ghosts, which I thought was quite cool. But then there's also things like you can get all sorts now, like Halloween fairy lights. You can even carve pumpkins and do that. That's nice and traditional. Just anything.
Anything goes. Spookier the better, yeah. In some ways, but even so, not too spooky. Yeah. And that, you know, whatever you feel like, put some cobwebs around, put some cats and some ghosts. All sounds very good to me. Excellent. Well, Catherine, what a great idea. Thank you so, so much for your time. Really looking forward to putting my own outlines up in my window and local children in the area starting to spot them. We'll log on to that Facebook group as well, and we'll give a mention to anybody that spots them on air. If they want to give us a call, we can say that they've been spotted. So thank you very much for your great idea, particularly in the times that we're facing, and particularly now that particularly now that a lot of London and surrounding areas is going into lockdown. I think it'd be really special if people can use their outdoor time to feel a bit more connected to each other and have something fun to look at.
Yep, thank you.
Thank you so much. Good luck with it. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.